Welcome back to King's Kids Radio. I'm Jayana.
And I'm Danea. We have a very important question for everyone listening. Who likes to feel loved? If you like to feel loved, raise your hand. Wow, look at all of those hands going up. I just know they are going up in every house tonight. Isaac, Nate, Braylee. Wow, it is so beautiful to feel loved.
You know what?
What?
That makes me think of a scripture in the Bible.
Really? Let's hear it.
I know it's in the book of John. Let me find it. Oh yes, here it is. John 13:34-35. It reads, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another."
Wait, is that written in red letters?
Yes.
What is the difference between red and black letters in the Bible?
Red letters mean that it is red hot right out of the mouth of Jesus.
Oh, wow. We should pay special attention then, right?
Yes, we should pay special attention to every word in the Bible. But seeing that it is straight from the mouth of Jesus makes it extra special.
I was so distracted by the red letters that I missed part of the scripture. Could you please read it again?
Sure. In John 13:34-35, Jesus says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another."
So, in order to be a disciple of Jesus, we must love one another?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and what does a disciple mean?
Good question. Thank you for asking. A disciple is a follower of Jesus. Therefore, in order to be a true follower of Jesus, we must love everybody. There is no room for hatred.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. We used to sing a song about the commandment of loving one another. Would it be okay to sing that song?
Yes, absolutely. That is a great idea. All right, everyone, help us sing.
This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy.
Another, our joy will be full.
Yes, that's true. The more we love others, the happier we will be.
That sounds like a win-win situation to me.
Yes, it sure does.
You know, there are many examples of brotherly love in the Bible. However, time will only allow us to speak of one of those examples today. Kids, listen up. This story is found in the Old Testament in Genesis chapter 37.
Israelite family with whom God's favor rested. In this family, there were a total of 12 boys. However, the father of this family had a favorite.
Everyone knew who the favorite child was, and all of the other brothers despised the favorite child.
To make things worse, the father made the favorite child a coat of many colors. This made his brother hate him even more.
Oh, doesn't it make you sick to see how Dad treats him? He's obviously the favorite. He gets everything he wants and more. We have to beg Dad for anything we get, but he gets something almost every week. It's like Dad only thinks of him. He's such a spoiled brat. He's going to grow up to be worthless because everything he has been handed to him. Oh, it's going to be great to see his worthless future. He'll probably live at home with Daddy for the rest of his life. He won't accomplish anything on his own. In time, Dad will realize who should be really his favorite son.
Yeah, I'm going to make Dad the proudest. I already have this job lined out. I will make the most money of you all. Someday, I'll be the favorite son. You just wait.
No, I will be the favorite son. I am about to get married, and I will give him grandchildren. I will be the favorite son once he's a grandpa. Now, who's talk?
Now, guys, you know I help around the house the most. One day, he will realize that I'm the most valuable son. What would he do without me? I cut the grass, wash the caravans, cut his hair, trim his beard, feed the camels, etc., etc., etc. The list goes on forever. We would be here all night if I kept naming all the things that I do. No one even begins to compare with my greatness.
No, I'll be the favorite.
Me. Actually.
No, it's me. It's going to be me.
No, me.
Absolutely not.
Me.
No.
Has anyone guessed who this story is about?
Is it Joseph?
Yes, it's Joseph.
As a child, Joseph begins to have dreams. God was dealing with him and revealing the plans for his future. Instead of keeping the dreams to himself, he began sharing them with parents and his brothers.
Hey, what is all this commotion? I've come to tell you guys about a dream I had last night.
A dream? Ha! What did you eat before you went to bed? Beans?
No, I ain't ate no beans. Listen, I had this dream, and I think it means something. In the dream, we were binding sheaves in the field. My sheave arose and stood up very tall, and all of your sheaves bowed down to my sheaves.
What? Are you trying to say that you're going to reign over us someday? Do you think you have the power to tell us what to do someday? What do you think you are, Joker?
Yeah, that was definitely a bean dream. Joseph, go back to where you came from. You're not welcome here.
After Joseph told his brothers about the dream, they hated him even more. But that wasn't the end of Joseph's dreams. He had another one. This time, it included his parents as well.
Mom, Dad, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, everyone, come here.
Here comes Joseph the dreamer.
What now?
I need to tell you about another dream that I had last night.
All right. Joseph, hurry up. We have more important things to do. We actually work instead of just dream.
Okay. In my dream, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. They bowed to me.
Joseph, what is this dream thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren come to bow ourselves down to thee?
After Joseph's dream that day, his brothers envied him.
If Joseph comes to us one more time with a dream, I'm going to thrash him.
Yes, I am so sick of hearing all about his dreams. Does he do anything else besides dream?
Ha! Joseph the dreamer, Joseph the dreamer.
However, Joseph's dad, Jacob, thought about what Joseph said.
Wow, Joseph's dream last night. I wonder if there's something to it, Rachel. He said that you and I would bow to him. What great plans does God have for his life? I believe his dream was from God. I don't know how it will all work out, but someday we will look back and remember this dream.
As time went on, Joseph's brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. Joseph's fathers sent him to check on his brothers and on the flock. Joseph gathered direction from a stranger and went to find his brothers. When his brothers saw him coming, they had a plan to kill him.
Hey, here comes Joseph the Dreamer.
Uh-oh, he must have had another dream. I wonder what all of us will be doing in this dream.
Probably bowing down to him again.
I'm not bowing down. We're about to show Joseph who's really in charge.
That's right. Let's kill him. Throw him into this pit. Tell Dad that an evil beast killed him. Then we will see what becomes of his dreams. Ha 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 ha.
Wait a minute, guys. I don't think we should kill him. I know he's annoying, but we don't have to go that far. Instead, throw him into this pit and leave him. Then he can dream about how to get out. Hey, stop! Put me down! Don't throw me into the pit!
Joseph's brothers wanted to kill him. However, his oldest brother planned to save him. He was going to come back and deliver Joseph out of the pit. When Joseph arrives, his brothers immediately pulled his coat of many colors off him, threw him into the pit, and sat down to eat lunch. As they ate, they look up and a group of Ishmaelites were passing by with camels that had spices, balm, and myrrh. The group was headed to Egypt. One of Joseph's brothers spoke up.
Hey, what profit is it if we kill Joseph? I think we should sell him to the Ishmaelites. We don't have to kill him, but we can sell him off to the Ishmaelites and make some money off of him. Then he can tell them his dreams all he wants to.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I know Reuben went to do something for a few minutes, but let's take a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right, guys, lift him out of the pit.
Hey, what are you guys doing to me now? Let me go!
After selling Joseph to the Ishmaelites, his brothers dipped his coat in blood and lied to their father that a wild animal had killed Joseph, and they had found his coat. This made Joseph's father very sad. Because Joseph was his favorite child, he mourned for many days and nights. However, he did not know that Joseph was still alive and in the hands of Ishmaelites.
Eventually, Joseph was sold again, this time to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh in Egypt. Joseph found favor in Potiphar's eyes and eventually became overseer of Potiphar's house. Joseph's life seemed to be getting better. Then, Potiphar's wife lied on Joseph. This sent him to prison. However, in prison, Joseph again found favor in the eyes of everyone. He encouraged the people and interpreted dreams.
One day, Pharaoh had a dream. He called all the magicians and wise men of Egypt to interpret his dream. Nobody could. Then, one of the freed prisoners remembered Joseph's ability to interpret dreams. So Pharaoh called for Joseph. With the help of God, Joseph interpreted the dream.
When Pharaoh saw the wisdom that Joseph obtained, he set him second in command in the land of Egypt. There was a great famine coming, and Joseph was in charge of saving food to help sustain the Egyptians during the time of famine. Then, one day, the famine came, and people from many nations came to Egypt to buy food. One day, Joseph's father and brothers learned that there was corn in Egypt, so Jacob sent his sons to buy corn for the family.
When Joseph's brother went to Egypt, they came before Joseph, bowed to him, and told him that they had to come to purchase corn. Immediately, Joseph recognized them. However, his brothers did not recognize him. Joseph spoke to them roughly and harshly. He remembered the dreams which he had dreamed. They had come true. His brothers were bowing before him, but they did not recognize him. Joseph had to make a decision. Would he forgive them or not? Would he love them or not?
Asnath, dear, you wouldn't believe who came to purchase corn today.
Who was it, my lord?
My brethren, the very one who stripped me of my coat of many colors, threw me into a pit, and then sold me to the Ishmaelites.
Oh, Joseph, weren't you happy to see them?
Happy to see them? I was shocked. I never thought I would see them again in my lifetime.
What did you say to them?
I told them that I thought they were spies and to bring their youngest brother back to me if they weren't spies.
Honey, you didn't tell them who you were?
No, it's not my duty to reveal who I am. They bow to me, remember? I don't answer to them.
Joseph, you have to forgive and love regardless of what people do to you.
You don't understand. You weren't the one who was stripped of clothing, thrown into a pit, and sold to Ishmaelites, then Egyptians, and then put in jail for several years.
But Joseph, look where you are now. Don't you think that was part of God's plan?
I don't know, but I'm not revealing myself or forgiving them.
Joseph, you must. There's no other option.
Oh, Asnath, I can't. I've wept and wept over this, and I don't have it in me to forgive.
Joseph, I am praying for you. God does not give us the option to not forgive. We must, and you must. You must reveal yourself, forgive your brothers, and love them as if they've never done anything to you. It's the only decision you can make. It's the best decision for the reunion of your family. Imagine how excited your dad will be to know that you are still alive.
You're right. I must forgive and I must love.
When Joseph saw his brothers next, he wept loudly and revealed himself.
Come near to me, I pray you. I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now, therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now, it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not.
Joseph's forgiveness and love for his brothers was beautiful. Everything that happened to Joseph was part of God's plan, even though Joseph didn't always understand. He could have refused to give them food, but instead, he revealed himself, forgave them, and was gracious in giving them food. Through his humility and forgiveness, Joseph's family was reunited, and he was able to see his dad before he died.
1 Corinthians 16:14 talks about us doing all things with love. The next time you are thinking about doing something to someone, ask yourself, am I doing this out of love? If your motive is contrary to love, then you are doing it for the wrong reason.
Did Joseph's brothers throw him into the pit and sell him to the Egyptians out of love? No, they did it out of hatred. They wanted to see his life destroyed because they were jealous of his favor with their father. Did Joseph forgive out of love? Yes, he made the right decision to forgive and to love.
That makes me think of a song called You're My Brother, You're My Sister. Help us sing if you know it.
You're my brother, you're my sister. So take me by the hand. Yeah.
beautiful song. Who is God calling you to forgive and to love? Think about what Jesus did for us on the cross. He loved us with the love that surpasses brotherly love. He loved us when we did not love him. He was lied upon, beat, spit upon, mocked, tortured, and killed for our sins. It is through his name and baptism that his blood is applied to wash away our sins.
Take time today to repent of your sins. Ask God to forgive you for anything you've done that was wrong. Then you need to be baptized in Jesus' name so that those sins can be washed away. Baptism in Jesus' name is the only form of baptism that will wash away sins. Then pray that God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. His Spirit living inside of us gives us the power to live a life above sin and to love others with the brotherly love that we learned about today.
When you receive the Holy Ghost, there will be no doubt that you receive it. You will speak in tongues. It's a different language that you've never heard. It's God speaking through you. A peace and a joy will wash over you like you've never before experienced. It is the greatest feeling in the world. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it, love it, cherish it, and tell others about it.
Well, kids, this concludes our lesson for today. Tune in next week for another great lesson from the Bible.
See you later!
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley. We are so glad you joined us for this King's Kids radio episode. Remember to join us each Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for a brand new lesson. And don't forget, our past lessons are always available to listen to on our website. We'd also like to extend an invitation to you and to your family to join us for services on Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. You can also listen to our services live at faithtabernaclejc.org. We want to thank you for listening to King's Kids Radio, and may God bless each and every one of you.